of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. The director of the FBI says do not be overcome by fear. If you see something, say something. Now, that's the slogan in the fight against terrorism here in the U.S. It is a call for ordinary citizens to immediately call police if they see anything out of the ordinary in their daily surroundings, no matter how innocent looking it may be, an abandoned suitcase, an out-of-place box. FBI Chief James Comey said he knows how unsettling incidents like Wednesday's California massacre can be. He urged Americans Friday not to become distracted and disabled by fear.
What we hope you will do is not let fear become disabling, but to instead try to channel it into an awareness of your surroundings to get you to a place where you are living your life, but if you see something that doesn't make sense, you say something to somebody.
In California, the fear of one neighbor to the attackers was understandable. Her name is Andrea.
This is insane that it's right across the street and they had so many bombs. And I don't know. We were frightened.
Both suspects, Saeed Farouk and his wife, Tashin Malik, appeared a rather ordinary couple living quietly as they raised their six-month-old daughter. There have been no reports that either showed any aggressive or pro-extremist behavior or talked openly about terrorism or Islamic State, raised any suspicions among family, friends, or co-workers. Rahiman Ali is a young man who attended the same mosque as Farouk.
I was very sad and I said, you know, how is this possible for a brother, a really nice brother like him, to, you know, go out there, kill innocent people for no reason? Okay, sure, you might have had, you know, some disagreements with somebody. You might have gotten an army. What does that have to do with you killing him and taking his life away?
This is VOA News. 27-year-old Malik came to the U.S. on a K-1 visa. It's also known as the fiancé visa. She grew up in Pakistan, but later moved to Saudi Arabia, where she first met Farouk in person. The two had previously corresponded through an online dating service, according to a family lawyer. That one meeting was all it took for the pair to qualify as an engaged couple for the K-1 visa. One meeting within 2 years of the visa application. A K-1 visa is easier to obtain than other visas, raising questions about the process and how potentially porous it is. Islamic State militants may be trying to counter increased pressure from U.S.-backed ground forces in the ongoing coalition air campaign by forcing more children to join their ranks. U.S. officials became the latest to join the chorus of groups accusing Islamic State of child conscription, saying the terror group recently sunk to new lows. U.S. Central Command spokesman Colonel Pat Ryder said Friday that evidence indicates the conscripts are as young as 10 years old and are used in various capacities, and yes, that includes fighting. Iraq on Saturday demanded Turkey immediately withdraw its forces from a region near Mosul, saying the deployment is a serious violation of its sovereignty. The statement by the Iraqi Prime Minister's office confirmed a Turkish regiment and several tanks and artillery entered Iraqi territory without Baghdad's approval. Turkish officials say the troops were in the Mosul Bashika region for routine training exercises. Troops crossed the border about 30 kilometers from the Islamic State-held city of Mosul. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 211 jobs in November, while the unemployment rate held steady at 5%. Friday's government report says job gains were seen in construction, professional services, and healthcare. John Lonsky is with Moody's Analytics.
There was a big addition of jobs in the construction industry. I was struck by that. Private sector services did quite well. And even though I think we had some weakness in temp employment, services still came in on the high side. Government employment was a little bit above trend.
The job gains are stronger than most economists expected and support the case for U.S. Central Bank to maybe raise the key interest rate a little later on this month. Germany's parliament has voted 445-146 to send military aid to fight Islamic State militants in Syria. Germany will send Tornado reconnaissance jets, a frigate, refueling aircraft, and up to 1,200 military personnel to join the coalition against Islamic State. The state of Texas Friday dropped its legal challenges to the U.S. State Department and the International Rescue Committee over the resettlement of Syrian refugees in the state. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the state was satisfied with the federal government's assurances of cooperation and information sharing about refugees who want to be sent to the state. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Our R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.
With all the right moves, I'm Larry London. Check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And up next off her album Love Stuff, it's the debut from L. King with X's and O's on VOA 1.
They're going. Get on my elevator. Baby, we're going up. Give me that now and later. I can't get enough. So much to discover. Please don't stop me now. Every time I touch it, they're front of the ground. Let them go. All the ones trying to get in the door.
Started.
Look what you done started.
Oh, nana.
Oh, nana.
Why you gotta act so naughty?
It's new music on VOA 1.
Cigarettes in tiny liquor bottles, just what you'd expect inside her new Balenciaga. Viral mess turned dreams into an empire, self-made success. Now she rolls with Rockefeller.
Americana. She's a new artist as well. Very beautiful young girl. This is VOA 1 The Hits. I'm Larry London, keeping you company with Kelly Clarkson, who does a new TV commercial for Citizen Watches. She comes out from behind the curtain on stage to the live crowd, and she performs some music, but she's doing Citizen Watch commercials. Breakaway, Kelly Clarkson, VOA 1.
Grew up in a small town, and when the rain would fall down, I just my window, dreaming of what could be, and if I'd end up happy, I would pray. Trying not to reach out, but when I tried to speak out, felt like no one could hear me.
her roar on VOA1, The Hits. So, the rumors going around, Katy Perry is dating John Mayer. The two of them have had an on-and-off relationship for the past couple of years, and so far, we understand that it's in the on mode right now. They've been spotted out together. Also, Katy has announced she's designing Christmas onesies for adults. A onesie is something normally a baby wears, but she's created the Beloved Shirts line of clothing for adults with holiday designs. My name's Larry London, and you are listening to VOA 1, The Hits.
You used to call me on my... You used to... Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself, dog. Everybody knows and I feel left, dog. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed, dog. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a backwards for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah. You should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
Pink is about to spit. There she goes. Whoa, so what? It's Pink Spit on VOA1. Now, congratulations to Pink. On a serious note, she was just named a new UNICEF Celebrity Ambassador. She will be out spreading the UNICEF message. My name's Larry London, and it's One Direction, whose new album, Made in the AM, sold 450,000 copies in its first week.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. My heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I take her home. I drive all night to keep her warm in time. It's frozen. The story of my life, I give her home. These walls are the colors that I can't change. Leave my heart open, but it stays right here in its cage. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. Fire beneath my feet is burning bright. The way that I've been holding on so tight, with nothing in between.
your body. This is VOA 1. I'm Larry London. Check out Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I'll meet you there. Up next, we've got Daya and her song, Hideaway. This is VOA 1, the hits.
Boys seem to like the girls who laugh at anything. The ones who get undressed before the second day. Girls seem to like the boys who don't appreciate all the money and the time that. To be fly.
You're
one. Calvin Harris is, of course, romantically involved with Taylor Swift, but for several years he was dating Rita Ora. Rita spoke with Wonderful Magazine. She opened up about the relationship and the breakup. She said she was devastated after their split in 2014. She wanted to crawl in bed and die, but she's over it now. Everything's fine. Coming up ahead, we'll check out Coldplay. The new album, A Head Full of Dreams, comes out this Friday for Coldplay fans. Ray is next. I'll see you tomorrow. This is VOA1 with Avril Lavigne.
Life's like this. That's the way it is. Lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in your car and you're talking to me one-on-one. But you become somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back. Like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at. You see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become.